Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, goo.
Stiney.
The thought, I die alone. I laugh the loudest today.
Yeah!
And Guru.
Hell yeah! Sargo. Who paid for me? She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
What is going on, Bay Area and beyond? How are you? Matt Steinmetz, Bonte Hill, Daryl the Guru Johnson not with us today. We wish Guru nothing but the best, and he gave permission to give a little detail on why he's not here today. And his son got hurt in a basketball game last night and suffered a concussion. And so Guru is with his son right now. They are getting discharged from the hospital. And so Guru will be, he'll be back.
You think Guru, when he's in that hospital and they get checked out and he talks to his son about the game, he's like, oh, son, I'm glad you're okay. But man, you got to get up more than 8 shots. You know, you got to.
No doubt.
You know, you might have been 1 for 8, but I need you to be 1 for 12.
Yeah.
You know?
I need you to take threes, even though you don't shoot a high percentage of them.
You got to box out better.
Yeah. So we obviously our thoughts are with Goo. He's going to be okay. And no, he's not here because the Cowboys lost. I can give you that honestly. So the 49ers and the Saints. This is the end of that 3-game stretch, Bonte, that everybody said was among the most brutal ever.
Right.
They're 1-1, and yet. This is the one that's now the biggest. And the one thing that seems to be coming into focus a little bit is it almost seems like there's two ways this can go for the 49ers. Now, I know things can change a little, but they're either going to have to win out, win their next 7 games, or they're going to have to win the Super Bowl as a wild card team. And both those, if you think about it that way, both those seem very challenging.
Very challenging. It'd be challenging if they have a bye week and have to win 2 games and go to the Super Bowl. It's going to be challenging with a wild card. And it just seems like it's setting up there. There's so many tiebreaker scenarios, and it's very complicated that we'll get into. But as of now, they're the 5 seed. You know, they have to win this week. They basically have to win out. They have to win out if they want to win the NFC West. Or there's a scenario to where week 17 doesn't even matter and they rest their players before the wild card game. But even then, that's tough because you're either going to have to travel to Dallas or Philadelphia, or there's a slim chance you may have to travel to Washington and go play on that field again after you had the Monsoon Bowl.
How about this, Bonte? The 49ers may have to play a road game against a team that's 6-10. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yes.
You know, that is the kind. If the Niners were to end up 13-3 and in the wild card, and they have to go play a team that's 6-10, I guarantee you that would be something that the NFL would have to look at in the offseason.
Oh, the competition committee would change that in a heartbeat. We just can't have this anymore. Now it's a rare occurrence, right?
No doubt.
You may get a team that's 8-8 into the playoffs. You had Seattle at 7-9 when they had the Beastquake and won the NFC West in the last week of the season, beating the Rams and Sam Bradford. But they were 7-1, 7-9, and they won that home game. So it's not a guarantee that that 6-10 team could lose that home game because road games are tough to win. We all talked about that. Niners last year didn't win a road game. This year they've been a lot better. But that would be hilarious. It'd just be
Hilarious after they won.
After they won. 13-3 team played a 6-10 team in a wild card round at the 6-10 team's house. That's bad.
It is a Football Friday brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart. Play it Oaks. We're also going to have some fun today, and I'll tell you why. We're gonna honor a guy today, And listen, anybody listening to this show is a sports talk radio fan. So if you're a sports talk radio fan, you're familiar with a longtime caller to sports talk radio, simply known as Salty. All right, well, Salty passed away recently, and he was legendary for his calls into sports talk radio. He'd call in here once in a while, and he was salty, and he had takes, and he was entertaining, and we wish the best for his family. But we want to use it as a way to kind of say thank you to our listeners and ask our listeners, what do you like in a radio show? Because one of the things we do a lot before the show is we meet and we say, do we have any great guests? Or, you know, how much input do we want from the callers? So today we're going to do a few things. We're going to ask you guys, the listeners, to tell us what you like. Do you like to hear the callers? Do you like to hear guests? Do you like to hear us talk? But more than that, what makes a good caller? And then we were just kind of throwing this around, Vontae, like who's our Salty? Who's our Salty on this show? Who's a caller? And what makes a guy or a woman a great caller? Well, just have some fun with that today.
Right. What makes a great caller, number one, is passion. You got to have passion, right? Mm-hmm. You got to come in with passion and energy. And you got to be creative, right? Callers like, you know, Robin. You know,
Robin.
Dame. You know, even going to Dr. Pigskin. And then you got the guys who are calm, cool, and collected, like Charlie in New York City or Bobby in Los Altos with the voice, very calm. Even that guy, I believe his name is Paul in Dublin. He's been calling recently.
Remember guys more than me.
I know. We talk to him all the
time.
Laurie in Phoenix. She's great. Yeah, Dave, there you go. Robin San Bruno. When you have a take, you're passionate, you're funny. And sometimes you don't have to call every day. That's how you know you're a great caller. Like, Robin
right.
doesn't call every day.
Right.
But she resonates onto the show. She has drops. Dame doesn't call every day. You know, you got Drop of the Hat Matt.
Oh, Drop of the Hat Matt.
Jonathan in San Francisco.
Those are two very... I mean, those guys are the bell cows.
Yeah, no doubt
about
it.
They're the bell cows.
They set the tone.
And, you know, that's a 211 Steel Reserve.
No doubt.
Deserves a mention. Just a small one, though. Very small.
Very smidget.
So
Richard Freebot, of course, and he's always plugging his podcast.
Derek in Dallas.
Here
we want more of you guys, and we just want to kind of use it as a way to say thanks to you guys. We ain't nothing without you guys listening. And you guys know that on this show in particular, we like to have a lot of interaction with the guests. So we just invite you to call in. Talk a little bit about Antonio in Oakland. Okay, yep. Forgot about him. We're going to forget about a few, and we apologize. So they call in,
Coach P,
and remind us. Do you have a favorite caller? What makes a caller good? And obviously, we'll talk some 49ers. That's how we'll get into it. But we're looking for your input at 888-957-9570. Who do you like, and what makes a guy or a woman a phenomenal caller? So we're gonna do that also,
and also give the takes on the Saints Niners.
No,
I mean,
doubt.
This is a huge,
I like
huge
that.
Game, and top. You know, we talked about this gauntlet a few weeks ago. These three games coming up, three straight games against teams that are 8-2 or better. You beat the Packers up 37-8. You beat them up, and in the game we all talked about that. Okay, if you don't win it, it's not the end of the world. It was the Baltimore game. It was a Baltimore game because they're an AFC opponent. But now you play the Saints, another NFC team, another team in the NFC that's fighting for home field advantage. You don't want to go to the Superdome in the playoffs. I mean, this is the one. This is huge. It's Drew Brees. It's Michael Thomas. It's Sean Payton. And for the most part, it looks like, Steiny, the Niners will be healthy. The report so far is what? Tukwaski Tart,
right.
Julian Taylor, and Dante Pettis are probably not going to play against the Saints. But Sherman looks like he's a go. Staley's a go. D4 is going to be back. So this is a huge game, and if the Niners can win it, we don't have to get to all these tiebreakers at least for another week.
Exactly, exactly. We're going to have Ian Williams at 11:30. We're all going to have J.D. John Dickinson at 12:30. It was not that he was – I mean, he's usually right about a lot of things, but he wasn't alone on this one saying the Saints was going to be the most important of these three games. This is the one he said he thought they needed the most, and as it turns out, they certainly need it. But the way it looks right now, Bonte, and again, we can go over the details, and we've figured it out pretty well, but it looks to me as if if the 49ers and the Seahawks finish with the same record, if all things are equal, the 49ers will lose that tiebreaker. Now, it can change again. It can change, but the bottom line is, at this point, it's looking like a tie won't do the 49ers any favors, and I'm talking about a tie in terms of division record.
Right. It'd go down, Steiner, you talk about head-to-head, best one loss. It'd basically go down to the fifth tiebreaker in the NFL, strength of victory. And so basically, to try to simplify it as much as possible here on radio, the Niners need the Green Bay Packers and Washington Redskins to win out, basically, to help their strength of victory. And they need the Eagles and the Vikings to lose because that's who the Saints have beaten. Or excuse me, the Seahawks have beaten. So basically, the Niners need to root for the Packers and Redskins and, of course, take care of their own business. Then they need the Seahawks to not only lose, but they need the Eagles and Vikings to lose if they do end up tied. It's really complicated.
Yeah, it is.
But that's where we're at.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of texts over the last few days that ask, why do you guys assume Seattle's going to win out? Well, it's not that I'm assuming they're going to win out, Bonte, or let's just say at least win their next three.
Right.
But I think if you're a 49er fan, you have to operate under the assumption that's going to happen.
Yep.
Operate under the assumption that it's going to be the most difficult path. And if the Seahawks, if they stub their toe Sunday night at Los Angeles against the Rams, okay, then
then
we're looking at maybe this thing playing out where they win the division and get the bye. But like I said, right now it's, man, you could in theory win the next
four games.
Yeah.
And Seattle went out. You're still starting on the road.
I know.
After a great season, you could be 14-2.
And you know what's funny is I get it that if the last game of the year, for the most part, if the last game of the year doesn't mean anything, that means the 49ers are the wild card team. But it's almost like a bye.
Then
you don't have to play anybody, at least.
You rest everybody. Hell, you could send them on a flight to Dallas or Philadelphia a week ahead if you want to save their legs. But it is a bye week if that game doesn't mean something. But we all want that game to mean something. We all want that game to go down. And how cool would that be on Sunday Night Football,
man,
to see the Hawks and Niners battling for the number one seed? But the fact is they could be 14-2. Playing on the road in the opening weekend of the NFL playoffs, you got to think that's a first.
No, I don't think that could happen because that would mean they'd beat the Seahawks and they.
Oh
have,
yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
Record.
You're right. You're right. 13-3. 13-3. It'd be 13-3.
There is a chance that on that Sunday game against the Seahawks, the loser will be 13-3.
There you go.
And have to go on the road and play a team with six wins.
That's
unlikely.
Insane.
That they'll play a team with six wins, but definitely within the realm of possibility. 888-957-9570 is the number. How are you viewing the 49ers' path into the playoffs and beyond? Have you kind of looked at it like Bonte and I have a little bit? Like it's starting to come into focus. Ooh, this is one way or the other. It's going to be tough. Also, again, a longtime sports talk show caller. Salty. I want to say Clovis.
Clovis.
Salty
and Clovis.
Clovis.
He also called from Sacramento.
Right.
But Salty and Clovis, and also Salty, he used to call in Sacramento when he would work out or go on a date or whatnot. But he was he's a legendary man. He's one of the best in the Bay that we've seen in the last 30 years, no doubt about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And he also went by Baltimore Dave before Salty. Anyway, we just want to talk a little bit about Salty and what made him a great caller. What makes you guys good callers when you add insight and you know it.
What makes callers want to call? Like what sets them off?
Because
a lot of people, a lot of people say, hey Bonte, I want to call you guys' show, but I get a little nervous. Like
right.
How do you get over the nerves of calling a radio show and coming in strong and then just consistently like, okay, I got to call these guys? What triggers you?
Is it something that Stidey says? Is it Guru? Like, what triggers you to call it a state into a sports talk radio
show? Well,
the
thing is, hopefully Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy, will join us.
He'll be calling
us. I mean, he's somebody who used to call in. Guru, we're going to try to catch up with Guru for a little bit after 12 today, because he was the original.
Yeah.
He was the original caller icon way back in the days of Pete Franklin. Pete Franklin gave him the nickname Guru, and the next thing you know, well, not next thing, but 10 years later, Guru's on the radio. So, yeah, we'll, I'd love to know what motivates you guys to call in and just offer us your thoughts, because we ain't nothing without you guys. Let's go to Chris in San Leandro. What's going on, Chris? How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all? There's a lot of stuff that encompasses a great sports talk show. And BSG checks a lot of those boxes. So the first one is the host got to be passionate about what they're talking about. And the second one is they got to be real and honest. You can't just spit hot takes just to spit hot takes.
Right.
The third is they got to be knowledgeable about the product. You know when someone's fake and they don't know what they're talking about. Like Doug Gottlieb saying that George Kittle doesn't know how to block, or he doesn't block. He's a great talent, but he doesn't block.
So right.
You can tell off the bat that he doesn't know what he's talking about. And the third is the cohesion between the hosts. You could BSG is awesome because it's so many different personalities, and it just works, you know? So it has to be – all of those factors makes a great sports talk show.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I, you know what? I don't want to – believe it or not, although you might think differently, I don't want this to be a "you guys are great" show. We know that. We know that. No, but appreciate that. You know what? And here's the thing. We're talking about the Gottlieb thing the other day. I'm going to make a comparison. You tell me what you think of it. Gottlieb the other day said, George Kittle can't block.
Mm-hmm.
Can't block. That's a specific thing that a lot of people latched onto and said, what are you talking about? He can really block. All right? Back in the day, I didn't think Steph Curry was going to be this
right.
good. I was like, I don't know, man. He's not a true point. He's not really a two.
Right.
You know, whatever. I was quote unquote not right on Curry.
Right.
So, but that's different than like what Gottlieb did.
Totally
you know what
different.
I mean? It's like, I'm not saying it's better or worse.
Right.
I was off. I missed the mark. So does that mean, well, you don't know anything about basketball?
No.
Or does it mean, or does it just means Gottlieb didn't do his homework on Kittle?
It means Gottlieb didn't do his homework on George Kittle, because everybody who's watched George Kittle from Baldy, and you saw Baldy who joins us every week, he had a breakdown yesterday saying, this is to those of you who think George Kittle can't block, watch this. And Baldy sends it out. It's a lot different because, Stidey, right. you're not the only one who didn't think that Steph Curry would be this good. How can you project a 6'3 guard who was frail with janky ankles? I'm calling them janky ankles,
right.
coming out of Davidson. Nobody in their right mind thought he'd turn into an MVP type of player. The guy who just changed basketball possibly forever with the way everybody shoots three-pointers. Now, teams were shooting threes, but they weren't just pulling up from 28 feet like Steph Curry was.
Right.
I didn't think he was going to be this good. I was on Team Monte myself. So it's just, you look at a player, it's like us looking at a player to draft, right?
Right.
We look at Nick Bosa, for example, number two pick. We're saying, do you really want to take Nick Bosa? He's had an injury in high school. He's had an injury at Ohio State. What if he's injury prone? I don't really want to take a chance on him. It's not that he's not good, but
right.
you think that he's going to be hurt and he's not going to be available for your football team. What Gottlieb said basically was just like, wait, that's what George Kittle does best. Is run
right.
block. He's a better, I believe he's a better run blocker at this point, at the stage of his career, than he is a natural catcher of the football.
Right. And the first caller also brought up passion. And, you know, one of the things you also will do today is kind of just peel back the curtain. You know, we meet before every show. And the one thing the boss will always say is talk about something you're passionate about, rather than something that everybody else is talking about
right.
if you're not passionate about it. So that's always the thing, too, is now Guru can be passionate about everything.
Yep.
sometimes I take some prodding to get passionate over, but that's one thing that we always try to balance is, you know, even though there might be something out there, if quote unquote, we're not feeling it,
right.
it's probably better not to talk about it then.
Not at all. Maybe mention it and just kind of just move on, but
I think passion on the show, we don't like that, especially with Guru.
Yeah, exactly.
You heard his rant the other day. Energy. I'm bouncing off the walls half the time. Yeah. Stiney's going crazy. I mean, we you know, it's that's what makes sports good. That's what got you probably listening to Sports Talk Radio.
No doubt.
That's what got me listening to Sports Talk Radio was passion, and then it was the callers. You listen like, man, I wonder if I remember back in the day on Fox, this guy named Cheesesteak Al from back in Pennsylvania used to call some old crusty guy and just come in, or Sugar White Mike in Miami. Like, he used to call the JT the Brick Show. I would wait up all night waiting for those guys to call. So callers, they can make or break your show.
Remember Johnny the Gout Man?
How could I forget? How could I not?
I mean, he was one of the originals.
He was a legend. He was amazing.
Yeah, so we can't do it without you. You guys hopefully know that. Let's go to Rich in Fremont. Rich is on our short list of favorites. What's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I don't know. It sounds a little hollow without Guru, but I'll take it.
All right.
So,
wow.
So, you know, I call in mainly because you guys have great takes. You have great scenarios that you guys put together.
Rich, let me stop you real quick. You call in to plug your podcast. Come on now. Be honest.
Well, no, actually, I think I plugged it enough. I wasn't gonna bring it up this time. Okay.
All right.
Okay, but like I said, you guys have great scenarios and you guys got great takes, and it allows, you know, basically a different scene of what is possible and what can happen. Like, for instance, in the game against the Saints,
right?
You know, my whole take is this: is that I think the reason why we're going to win is because even though the Saints play well, you know, at their dome, they don't have good defense, and I think that Garoppolo is just going to slice up that secondary. I really do. I think he's going to have a big game. I think he's going to throw for over 350 yards and probably at least 2 to 3 touchdowns.
Wow. Well, they do have a good rushing defense, Rich. The Saints.
That's true.
Saints are really good against the run.
Yeah.
Really good against the run. They get after the quarterback, Cam Jordan. Kiko Alonso's making plays. Saints are tough defensively. Do not underestimate them on the defensive side of the ball, Rich.
Well, this is my whole thing. My whole thing is, guess what? They still have to score against us.
True.
You know, our defense is not to be played with either. So, I think it's going to be a chess game. But I still think this is a game where Garoppolo is going to shine. He's going to show why everybody in the beginning kind of speculated whether or not he's the guy. But I think after this game, there's going to be no question of who he is and what he can do and how he's going to get it done.
That's cool. Appreciate it, Rich, and thanks for everything, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. The thing that I think's interesting is it just feels like Drew Brees. I mean, do you fear Drew Brees like you used to fear Drew Brees?
No. I want some smoke.
Well, no,
and
you don't.
I kind of don't either, but I think it has something to do with the fact of this particular game going up against this particular team. I mean, the 49ers have shown an ability to get after quote-unquote stationary quarterbacks.
Bosa!
And that's why I just feel like today, or Sunday, I know they're not favored, but I like their chances.
I like their chances in this game. And by the way, Eric Armstead is back at practice today, so that's good news for the 49ers. You look at what happened to Aaron Rodgers a couple weeks ago, and he's a lot more mobile than Drew Brees. And he got mauled in that game at Levi's Stadium. Mauled on that next turf in the Superdome. And the thing is, too, with Drew Brees, not only is he a statue, Steiny, but his deep ball. Like, he doesn't have the same zip on his passes. Now, that may change on Sunday, but from what I've seen from Drew Brees so far this season, and granted, he missed a lot of games with the thumb injury, he doesn't have the same zip on this ball. Mind you, the guy's turning 41. January 15th. He's going to be 41 years old, still playing at this level. But you're right. I don't think anybody has that same fear of Drew Brees, even though he still has one of the best minds in football. Still has Sean Payton as his head coach and offensive play caller. But the
he's got a big butt.
I don't think Brees has a big butt. I haven't looked at his butt too much, Guru. But Brees is not the most feared guy anymore. You're right on that, Steiny.
Yeah, and the perception now is that the 49ers can get after a quarterback like that. And so far this season, they certainly have. Let's go to another person on our short list, Tish in Hercules. What's going on, Tish? How you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
What's up, Tish?
I wanted to call in when you were saying what makes people call in. I come from Philadelphia, a big sports town, and I have my dad and three me, I tease you because you seem to be the one who gets kind of angry. But I think a caller calls in because they become attached to you guys. I mean, I have met Guru. I've met a couple of you guys at the game. But, you know, you really get attached to the personalities. And I feel like I know you, even though I probably really don't. But, you know, that's what's special. And that's what makes me call when I'm driving.
Sweet.
I always am.
Thanks, Tish. Appreciate it.
BS&G gang.
There's two things that have stuck out to me. One is tons of women that listen to this show. Tons. I mean, I can't believe how many people, how many women are like, oh, no, listen. And then two, you realize the sheer number of people that drive around the bay all day.
Yep.
And are just in their cars. So,
just the other day, Steiny, I'm going home, getting off the bus, going to the crib, and there's a DHL driver. I'm waiting for him to pass. And he goes, BS&G, baby, what up? And it's just like, what the? It's just the most.
BS&G gang.
You'll never get used to it. Never get used to it.
You hope not, anyway.
You hope not. Absolutely.
All right, 888-957-9570. This day is about two things, 49ers Saints and you, the listener. And let me tell you what's coming up on 95.7 The Game. Just what I told you. We're going to take more of your calls, and we're going to talk about that big, big game on Sunday. And it's brought to you by the first-ever Al Attles Classic. Witness basketball history at the first-ever Al Attles Classic at the Chase Center, Saturday, December 21st. The top college teams in the country compete in a special one-day tournament. Local college teams include Stanford, Cal, and St. Mary's. Visit ChaseCenter.com for tickets. Big game, obviously, 49ers and Saints. We're talking about you guys, the callers. What makes you call? What do you guys like about sports talk radio that gets you hooked? And the reason we're doing that is because Salty, you know him, one of the longtime Bay Area sports talk radio callers, legendary callers. I remember him from 10, 15 years ago, recently passed. And we just got to thinking that, you know, without Salties in the world, we got nothing here without Salty and you guys. So we want to make you a big part of the show today. And we want to intertwine that, obviously, with the Niners Saints game. So let's start having at it. Let's go to Paul in Dublin. What's going on, Paul? How are you, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Great show. Maybe I joined a little bit late, but I don't really hear Guru. I'm guessing he's out or something.
Yeah. I'll explain that.
For me, what made me a fan of you guys is, you know, Steiny, actually, I didn't like you that much because some of your takes. But, you know, over time, on my long commute, I've actually become a big fan of a lot of the positions.
Very long commute, I'll bet.
Yes. I mean, from Dublin into the city, it ain't no joke on that traffic.
No.
Definitely appreciate what you guys do and fan of the show. Regarding the Niners and the Saints game, I think something that we're not talking about, that secondary likes to take the ball away, and we really got to see what type of game Kyle's going to call to start it off. Because, I mean, Jimmy can't be throwing them high balls because this is an opportunistic bunch, and, you know, they feast off of those mistakes. So, love to hear your take on that, and great show.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, some injuries with the Saints. Kiko Alonso hasn't been practicing. They just signed Monte Teo back on the roster at middle linebacker, so they're banged up in the linebacker core. One of the linemen, Austin, what's his name here? Andres Piet, the left guard. He's a monster, number 75 for the Saints. He hasn't been practicing much, so we'll get another injury report on the Saints, but they're a little banged up, and the Niners are getting healthier
now,
so that's a good sign for the Niners.
And, you know, the one thing we talked about, and Guru was on this early, and by the way, no Guru today, and the reason, his son got hurt yesterday in a hoops game, got a concussion, and so the Goo was with his son overnight at the hospital. We wish Goo and his son nothing but the best, and things look good. Things look good with Guru's son. They're going home, so that's good. And we hopefully Guru will call in a little later because he's a big part of not only this show, but he was one of the greatest callers of all time also.
Did you ever hear Guru call Pete Franklin's show?
He got flushed all the time.
All the time?
Yeah, Pete Franklin was, the late Pete Franklin used to be a sports talk show host for those who don't know. And if you think I was I'm a curmudgeon, he was me squared. I mean, he was unbelievable. And if you called in and he didn't like your takes, he would have the flushing of a toilet sound, and he'd be like, "Oh, get out of here!" And he'd flush. So Guru would always get flushed.
Yep.
And by the end of his call, and that basically established Guru. Well, the one thing he was on was the kicking game and the field goal kicking. Well, if it's a problem this week, then I will acknowledge we got a problem. Because you can't kick in the dome, then maybe we do have
some
problems.
And McLaughlin's been signed by the Indianapolis Colts.
I saw that.
Yep, the Bills and the Patriots are after him. So he got scooped up quickly. In a game like last week, I was thinking before the game started, we didn't really talk about it much, but I was like, do you really want to rush Robbie Gould back into that weather? It's raining. It's nasty outdoors. He's coming off a quad injury. How about McLaughlin just kick? Because it seems like he has the stronger leg right now than Robbie Gould, especially on long field goals. I don't trust Robbie Gould right now for 50 yards or more. So,
well, he's the guy.
He's the guy now.
He's going to be the guy now. Let's go to Dr. Pigskin. Dr. Pigskin in Novato. We love you, Dr. Pigskin, even though you sometimes use profanity on the air.
Come on. I am the most mild old dude. That profanity is a little misnomer. But anyway, you know what? I love you guys. But I want to say, famous trades in NBA history that remind me of how you guys developed. When Bonte was added, I mean, I loved listening to you and Guru all the time, Steiny. But when Bonte came in, it just gelled. And he's a great pro. You're a great pro, Bonte.
I appreciate that.
By the way,
you're making me blush a little bit, Dr. Pigskin.
So you think of the trade when DeBuscher was traded for Bellamy and now the Knicks put Reed at center, or when Draymond got in for Lee who got hurt.
Okay.
So Bonte came. I think you guys went from a good show to a great show. Now, Saints.
Yes.
My brother lives in New Orleans. He's lived there for a long time. So I get the Saints blasted at me for 25 years. I've been to the Dome once. Oh, my God, is that place crazy noisy.
Oh.
We handle the noise. We are going to win because now we're on a dry field.
Our
pass rush will be better. Our receivers will be better. Our running game will be killer. But you guys are writing Drew Brees off a little. He may have that one big game. I think this is going to be a classic. I think it's going to be the game of the year.
Wow.
They're going to win it on a field goal.
Thanks, Dr. Pigskin. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, buddy.
We're going to get these dubs.
All right.
If this is the game of the year, that means it would have to outdo the Seattle game and the Baltimore game.
They were in for a doozy.
If they win, I could see how 49er fans make it the game of the year. It's going to have to be a hell of a game to supersede those two, because I thought those two games were two best games maybe
all
of all the NFL.
I mean, Saints-Texans opening Monday Night Football game and the first game in the doubleheader I thought was a really good game. You talked about Texans-Chiefs with Deshaun Watson going at it with Patrick Mahomes. That was really good at Arrowhead Stadium when the Texans, I believe, they had the ball the last 7, 8, 9 minutes of the game.
Didn't
even give it back to Patrick Mahomes. So you've had some dandies here, but the Niners have been part of two classics, and you just got the feeling. Saints, Niners, they don't really like each other. I remember going down to New Orleans, Steiny, in 2002, and I'm at a restaurant, and they see my little credit card, and it had a Giants logo on there. He goes, "Oh, you from San Francisco? Can't stand you guys. You stole that playoff game from us." And just to hear the waiter talk about that game and talk about how that town just reacted to that loss, I was like, damn. And he's like, "I can't stand the Niners, hating them for 30 years." So it's going to be rocking down there. It's going to be physical. Saints coming off a longer week because they played on Thanksgiving night.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, remember that?
Right.
They got extra 3 days here. Yeah. So they're going to be a little fresher. But they do have injuries at the linebacker position. And as a 5-3-0 says, it's Manti Te'o, not Monty Te'o.
The one thing about New Orleans that maybe some people don't know, although if you follow football, you certainly do, the connection that the city has with the Saints is
unreal.
Kind of indescribable, really.
Yeah, I love his passion.
If you've ever gone down there, I mean, it's the Pelicans don't exist for the most part. I mean,
they've got nothing else. Tulane football.
Yeah, like, it is a big time atmosphere, and Sundays. There are so many Saints shirts, and everybody's just going to their either the game or the parties. Indianapolis a little bit like that too.
I can see that.
But New Orleans was in a league by itself. I thought. Let's go to Bud in Oakland. What's going on, Bud? Talk to me, buddy.
What's up? Hey, what's going on? Listen, man, you know, first off, prayers out to Guru and his family. You know, I hope his son doesn't become prone to any more of those.
Right.
You know, you get one, you can also have another. So, you know, prayers out to that. You know, I just want to say, man, this show, every segment, I don't care from late nights, early morning, it makes you want to call. And that's because you guys allow me a few moments to be a professional like you. You give me a few moments to go ahead and build my confidence and give my take on things, and you guys will respond and give your take on what, you know, the callers are calling in and saying. But it gives me great confidence that I can call in, and it gives me hope that I can sit down with you all one day and go ahead and do the same thing as you, and, you know, talk about sports for a living. And, you know, I love everything about the show. Like I said, every segment, every guy that's on there, whoever's a part of it, man, I love everything about it.
Thank you.
As far as the Saints and Niners, man, I'm going to tell you right now, the Saints got revenge in their blood. And it has nothing to do with the Niners, but it has everything to do with the Niners division. Last year, the Rams came into the Dome, and they won on a missed PI call.
Oh, NFC Championship game. Yep.
The Rams are part of the NFC West. So now the Saints, they have all of that on their mind. They're not going to let another NFC West team come in that Dome and take anything from them. I guarantee you that right now. Drew Brees is not going to leave this league without getting at least one more Super Bowl. He was so close last year, and he feels like he's close again this year. So if the Niners want to go ahead and step in the way of that, hey, man, I know you guys are saying you got to give pressure to them, and I understand you guys have seen what they've done to Aaron Rodgers and everybody else, but listen here, Aaron Rodgers is no Drew Brees. We're talking about the guy that's leading the league in stats. You know, over Peyton Manning, over Tom Brady, this guy has a lot of stats on his record, so... Let's not overlook Drew Brees. And yeah, he hasn't had a lot of zip, but let's not forget he did have that, you know, that thumb injury, man. He may
be old,
but he's not going to show his age until he leaves. So I thank y'all, man. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, bud.
Great call. He's right, man. I mean, think about this: the Saints will. The younger Niner fans don't realize is that the Saints were in the NFC West for a long, long time.
That's right.
A long time.
That's right.
And they had the Dome Patrol with those great linebackers, Sam Mills, Ricky Jackson. I'm missing a couple.
I'm starting to tingle.
Pat Swilling was one of them. And then Von Dunbar, the four linebackers. They were really good for a long time. Bobby Hebert was playing quarterback with Jim Morris Sr., the guy everybody knows for playoffs with the Colts. But he was that coach for the Saints, and they just never could get it done in the playoffs. But the Niners and Joe Montana and the Saints had classic, epic battles, whether it was Monday Night Football, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon at the Stick. The Niners and Saints have a lot of history together of playing each other in high-level football games. So they're going to be fired up down there. They are on a revenge tour after what happened in the NFC Championship, Steiny.
Without going into too much detail, I would think Aaron Rodgers would be tougher than Drew Brees just because he's more – I think they're both great passers.
But a little more mobile.
And a little more mobile. Yep.
But
saying – don't sleep on Drew Brees. I mean, don't know if he's got another Super Bowl in him.
Yeah, I wouldn't sleep on Brees, but the thing with Brees that helps him is he's got a ruddy game. Alvin Kamara and Latavius Murray have formed a nice little 1-2 combination for the Saints. And, you know, Bobby Hebert joined the morning show today. He said the Saints were 8-0 when they rushed for over 100 yards. So they've been running the ball a little more. They got weapons, man. Michael Thomas and Jared Cook and Kamara at the backfield. So Brees will operate, but I just fear Rodgers a little more than I do Brees because of the arm strength and the mobility, Steiny.
I got to stick up for my man Bonte, too. As Bonte said, it's the only game in town in New Orleans, and we got some texts that saying, what about LSU?
Baton Rouge, right? That's a couple hours north.
Baton Rouge, about an hour and 20 minutes from New Orleans. So, my guy Bonte.
And how come...
nobody knows who the Pelicans are.
Nobody knows who the Pelicans are. It's like right next to the Superdome, too. You see the Superdome? Then it's like this little arena, the Smoothie King Center. It's not a basketball town, man.
It really isn't. It really isn't. Let's go to John in Baltimore. John in Baltimore.
Who the hell is John?
He's in Baltimore.
Hey, fellas, what's going on? How you doing today?
Doing good. Well.
Hey, so just going to first give you a little take on what I like about calling in here at sports radio, particularly the game.
Are you working out? Are you working out?
No, I'm actually working.
Okay.
And I'm on the move.
But, like that?
So what I'm saying is the thing I love about calling you guys, thanks to the radio app, I could do it, is I don't get hung up on. Because I'm a San Francisco 49ers fan. I'm 39 years old. You know, I was born in 80. The Colts left Baltimore in 83, and the Ravens didn't get here until 96. So, of course, I grew up a huge fan of the Niners in the 80s and the 90s, and I just never sold out on them when the Ravens came back into town. And for years, before I had this radio app, I would call in the Baltimore station and rant about the Niners and tell them how they were going to kick their butt and this and that. And I get hung up on all the time.
Niner gang.
Now it's nice to be able to call a San Francisco 49ers station and talk and to somebody who listens to me and agrees with me and doesn't hang up on me. So that's the first point. Second point is, and I'll be quick, is Niner Saints, okay? Somebody this morning, they mentioned that all the 10-2 teams are also the top five teams in time of possession. And that is a believable statement. And I think that that's what it comes down to with these juggernauts. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, the Ravens or the Patriots or the Saints or the Seahawks, you know, it's all going to come down to who can possess that ball the most and who's going to have it with the least amount of time at the end. And I think that all these kind of teams, the Saints, I wouldn't put Green Bay in there. But I would put the Saints in there and Baltimore and in New England and Seattle. They all play the same style. You keep the ball,
keep
the ball as much as they can and you're going to win a football game. And I expect this one to be tight, guys. I mean, but on the same token, I do compare.
See, we don't hang up on guys. You're right, John. We do not hang up on guys.
Yeah. All right, real quick. He's probably going to hang up on me soon. But you know, I could compare also to the Green Bay game, and I could see him blowing them out. I really don't know what to expect with this guy.
All right, John.
A tight one, and
I got a hey, John.
John,
we love you,
John, my guy.
Wow,
John in Baltimore.
John,
brought to you by the Dialpad Guest Line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. When you get Dialpad, that's when you know you had a long call.
Jonathan in San Francisco. Jonathan's specifically one of the callers I'm talking about. What's going on, man?
Who the hell is John?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I just want to say thank you, 95.7 The Game, KGM, the FM1, and HD1 San Francisco for letting me call up and having this platform. Because otherwise, guys like me, I'm not going to be on the air. It's not like, you know, I'm a radio station, so I appreciate that, this, you know, giving us this platform to get our voice out there. Because, you know, guys like me, we got a lot of things in our heads, and we just want to put it out there, get your feedback. But anyway,
Not
on with the 49ers, I think we're going to get Bonte. Because, you know, when I see Saints, I remember them from back in the day when we used to wax them every time we played. So,
oh, yeah.
I think, Drew, I told you guys a million times, man, no drop-back quarterback is going to beat our defense. And this game, we're going to make Drew Brees feel like he should retire. We're going to make him look old. We're going to wax the Saints just like in the old days, man.
Thanks for the call, Jonathan. Thanks for listening, like always.
I love his passion.
He had the legal ID read.
I know.
I don't even know. I got to look at it every time I read it.
Tell you what, we may have to cut that and just use it. Jonathan some props.
I'm speechless now.
I'm speechless.
You know, hey, this is what's known as pandering, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's how much I love my audience, our audience. But, like, all right, a dude like Jonathan, and so many people out there like Jonathan, like, they know the game.
They know the game.
He watches every 49er game, and
he reads every article.
Exactly. And so, I mean, why wouldn't you want to talk to guys who know what they're talking about?
Because you may have a job where a lot of people aren't into sports. and you can't really talk to them. You can't get your feelings out. You can't get your thoughts out. And so that's how a lot of people did, you know, start calling. I'm guessing Guru and Chasky, same thing. They're like, man, I need to talk about the Cowboys losing. I need to talk about this Niners game or the Giants not signing this player. I need to get this out of my system.
Yeah.
And thankfully here at 95.7 The Game, we give those the guys like Jonathan and Shaka's and the Robs and the Robins and the Tishes that platform to really spout out, go off about why the Niners won this game or lost this game. So, Jonathan, that was interesting, man. And he knows it. That's the thing. Our callers, I believe, are intelligent, man. They may know some of they know some things. And I'm like, damn, I didn't know that. Like,
yeah, they're intelligent until they criticize us. Then they're not. Nah, I'm just Shaka. Shaka's in Berkeley. What's going on, Shaka? How you doing, man?
What's up, y'all, man? How y'all doing? Happy Friday to both of y'all, man.
Same good,
because I know he's listening.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I love calling y'all station because I used to call 680, man. But 95 just swept through the Bay Area. Like, I don't know what happened. It's like, it's more like a hip-hop station.
Yeah.
Slash
that's what I think
station.
Of when I think of Matt Steinmetz.
Hip-hop. You know, oh, yeah, Stein, you, oh, yeah, you good too, Stan. You like the OG. You like me. You know, it's like you like my age. Then you got Bonte with the passion. Then you got Guru. You know what I mean? So it just, man, it's always good, and the calls are good, and y'all make everybody feel good.
Thank
when
you.
They call. Y'all ain't hanging up on people, talk crazy gotcha. To them if you don't agree with their takes. You know, people have bad takes, but y'all let them say what they got to say, and you know, y'all just fair, you
all
know,
right.
And that's what keep y'all going, man. I wish y'all the best of luck, man. But
thank
the
you.
People calling talking about they going to blow the face out is crazy. They might win. They might win. I might give them that. They probably get this victory because I think Drew Brees thinks that he's just going to line up and win a game. And that's not going to happen anymore. So I think the 49ers get this victory, man. And look at them Bears, man. The Bears got out at the right time. You know, if they beat Green Bay next week, they'll put us in.
I know. The Vikings aren't out of the woods. Thanks, Shaq. Appreciate the call. You're the man. Vikings aren't, they're not a lock.
They're not a lock.
They got it. They got work to do. They
nope.
They definitely have
Adam Thielen out again this Sunday.
They have some work to do.
They
no
play
doubt
the Lions.
About
they should beat the Lions, but they have a big game coming up against the Green Bay Packers in a couple weeks at home. But something about the Vikings that watching them against Seattle, their defense has regressed. They used to be known for their defense over the last 4 years under Mike Zimmer, and now their offense has to carry that football team. So no, they're no lock, and that's what's making the NFC so fun.
Let's go to Juice. Juice is in Fremont. Juice, why you call us?
What up,
why do you call us
how
so
you guys,
much, man?
What's up, Juice?
Well, you know, hey, how you guys doing? It's Steiny and Vontae. You know, I want to say before I get into the Niner call, you know, I used to call back in the day. There used to be a caller that I used to call the JT the Brick call, Raider Rob.
I remember him.
And I used to, and so ever since he started calling, and it used to piss me off, and I was like, you know what? It's time for me to represent my Niners and to show that, you know, the passion that I have. And that's why I love about you guys' show, man. I mean, you guys bring the passion, the knowledge, man. And you guys remind me of family members, man. And, you know, we could disagree or agree, but we all respect one another. As far as the Niners, this is why I got to say momentum. We cannot allow turnovers to kill our momentum. We got to go in, take out the crowd, and we need to do what we need to do. The way I see it is Drew Brees is going to look like lunch meat. So we go in there and be aggressive from the beginning to the end. I would say the Niners should win 27-17. You guys have a blessed week. Peace out to you guys, and take care, and have a good one. Bye.
Thanks, Juice. Appreciate the call. It does feel like Niner fans are very confident.
They are.
But that's how it feels like they're more confident against the Saints than either of the last two games. They're certainly more confident than they were against Baltimore.
They were.
Probably rightfully so.
But I was a little surprised at the confidence against Baltimore. It reminded me of the 80s and the 90s where Niner fans growing up, especially me, I didn't think they could lose a game. When they lost a game, it was like, oh, they got cheated. What happened here? And I feel like that Niner fan is starting to come back and rise to the top where they feel like, you know what, we're the best team in the league. We got the defense. We're getting sacks. Got a running game. Jimmy G, just don't mess it up. You got Shanahan. They are a lot more confident against the Saints team, even though they have probably the best
the best wide receiver in football in Michael Thomas, who's already over 1,000 yards.
He's on a pace to set the record for most receptions in a year.
He's already got 110. 110! Then you got Jared Cook, who we knew from Oakland with the Raiders and, of course, with the Packers. He's a solid tight end. And Kamara's coming out the backfield. He has 64 catches. The Saints are a different team in that dome. I'm expecting it to be a tight game. And if the Niners just can stay away from the turnovers, they should be in that game. But look, when you play big boy football against a big boy, Stardy, these teams can go either way.
Yeah. 650 just texted in. We saw what happened to a pocket quarterback. I'm super confident. I mean, honestly, that's kind of what it's coming down to for me. Until someone with a non-mobile quarterback can keep that rush off him. I mean, I got to see the 49ers defensive line get handled with a quarterback that's not mobile, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, can they protect? And I don't know if they can protect because they have some injuries along the offensive line. It feels like this is the week that the Niners defensive line they kind of remind people that, hey, we're the most ferocious group in all of football.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Saints and San Francisco 49ers. Are the 49ers going to have to run the table to win the Super Bowl? They might just have to. They might have to win out and then win three games and win their next seven. That might be what they have to do to win the Super Bowl unless they get some help. And we're going to take more of your calls because you guys are the show. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Guru's son got hurt last night in a hoops game, suffered a concussion. Guru was with them all night in the hospital. Looks like his son's it doesn't look like. His son's going to be okay. They went home this morning, and hopefully Guru's going to be able to join us at least on a call after 12 o'clock. So no Guru today because he's got family business.
Get well, little Guru.
Then, of course, we're talking about the Saints 49ers, the third game of this three-game gauntlet, and why, for whatever reason, this one feels like 49er fans are the most confident about. And then the other thing we're doing today is we're kind of shouting out you guys, the listener. And why we're doing that is because a longtime Bay Area sports talk radio caller, simply known by the name Salty. And if you listen to sports talk radio, which you obviously do, you're familiar with Salty. He'd been around forever. He'd call into radio shows, give funny takes, provocative takes, mostly negative takes. But he was very entertaining. And you guys know us. We take a lot of calls. And we're just kind of talking about why you guys call in and what's a good call to you guys when you guys hear somebody talking. What makes you think, you know what, that guy's good? And just an all-around thanks to you guys for making the show, point blank, making the show.
That's what makes this show fun, Starnie.
Yeah, let's go to, and so you can talk about any one of those three things. And in about 10 minutes, I'm going to play you the Jerry Jones sound. Jerry Jones was on the radio in Dallas this morning after the Cowboys lost last night, and let's just say it didn't go well. So we're gonna play that for you, and it's pretty entertaining. Let's go to Lobo in Fairfield. How you doing, Lobo? You're one of our solid rotation players.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliments, gentlemen. First of all, I want to say RIP to Salty.
Yeah,
going to miss him in his takes. And if Guru and Guru Jr. are listening, hope you get better soon, man. But the reason why I like to call into this show is because I'm the most comfortable calling into this show. Steinmetz, you remind me so much of my uncle, dude, your personality and everything. And I've been listening to Bonte since he was on the Afternoon Delight, so shout out to you guys. Love Guru as well. He's probably the catalyst, the one who has me laughing the most. But yeah, that's for the caller appreciation. Now, about these Saints.
Yeah.
All I have to say about this is you shut down Alvin Kamara, you shut down the Saints.
What do you think about that, Bonte?
You got to slow him down because Michael Thomas, it feels like he's going to, great call, Lobo. It feels like Michael Thomas is going to get his regardless, but you can kind of roll coverage towards him. I think the keys are Alvin Kamara coming out the backfield because he can make plays in space with his speed, and you can contain him in a running game as well. And also Jared Cook. I'm a little worried about Jared Cook this week because we saw Baltimore tight ends have some success against that Niners defense. But Kamara, man, you slow him down, you could slow him down. But look, Latavius Murray's running the ball well too, so that's what makes the Saints so dynamic. But Kamara is a big factor.
Let's go to Joel in Berkeley. What's going on, Joel? I want to talk a little Niners and what gets you going about Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, I love you guys' show. And, yeah, I'm going to miss Salty. He was cool. You're right. He was mostly negative, but it was a fun negative.
It was.
It was a fun negative. I don't know, man. I call in because every now and then you guys, I like the way you frame topics. Like, I remember one of my I really got going on was when we were talking about how Harden's faking and flopping and getting his threes and living at the line and everybody thinks he's a hero. And I'm like, no, he's ruining the game. It's no fun to watch free throws.
Thank you.
And yeah.
Tell Guru that.
Hey, trust me, Joel. Guru and Bonte have that argument about James Harden, I'd say, once a week before the show.
Probably like four times a week.
Because Guru loves him and Guru thinks he's great. And Bonte's like,
those are facts.
But it's so hard to watch. And they're both right.
Yeah.
He's like, he found a loophole. It's like he's a tax genius.
Good call.
Or
good call. Or just,
yeah, it's not good. But anyway, yeah, I just, yeah, the reason I call in is the way you guys frame topics, it's provocative and it makes you want to talk about it. And
cool.
Hey, you know, I mean, I live in a household where I'm the only one that, well, I'm one of two that talk sports, but the other guy's usually gone.
Gotcha.
Anyway, and I everybody else here is just like, so what? Basketball, whatever. And I'm just like, ugh, I hate you people.
What do you got? Wow. What are you thinking about this weekend?
But anyway, you guys are my floating device that keeps me going. And so
sweet. You got anything on the Niners?
Yeah, man. I'm honestly like the Saints too, but I the Niners are going to dominate the line of scrimmage.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.